So we hooked up with shooting star Sean Kingston for an exclusive interview. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Tired of working, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You know, the first time I heard your music was a freestyle over the Make It Rain beat. That had a huge buzz. How did you come up with that?
When I first heard the Make It Rain instrument, I fell in love with it, man. I just hopped on it right away, you know what I'm saying? Because I was working on my album, and I wanted to get the buzz out there. So I jumped on it right away.
And, you know, when I heard your music at the beginning, it sounded like you were more on the hip-hop side of things with a reggae touch, you know, but your album is kind of more on the R&B side of things. How did that happen?
You know, like, Sean Kingston is versatile, you know what I'm saying? He can do everything. Like, I could do anything and everything. Like, I could do rap, R&B, pop, reggae, all that. So that's how I came about, you know what I'm saying? So I started off as a rapper, so I wanted people... Let people, you know, like, yo, don't sleep on me. Like, I could do rapping too. So I threw, you know, a little sprinkle, a little hot sauce today, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. But was it your own decision, or did the label wanted to market you as an R&B artist?
Oh, no, it was my own decision, you know what I'm saying? Like, singing always been my passion, always been something I wanted to do. I just didn't know how I was going to come at the game. I'd be like, everybody and their mama trying to rap, and everybody and their mama is rapping, so... I wanted to be very different and stand out, and I think Sam got me where I needed to be.
Okay. And, you know, I believe you recorded a lot of songs that didn't make the album. Like, I heard you had a bunch of collaborations and stuff. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, man, I did a lot of other stuff. You know, a lot of different producers. I was working with Cool & Dre, The Runners, Jazzy Faye. Like, a lot of people send me tracks, but, you know, we all produced the whole album to the fact that, you know, we got a chemistry together. And I really think, you know, it's my first album. You know, he's introducing me to the game. He, you know, I'm signed to his label. It's only right for him to get a shine on. My next album, so, you know, we're going to switch it up. We're going to expand. We're going to get JR, you know, he's going to do like 5 tracks around. You know, we Swiss Beats. You know, JoJo, they call him producer. And yeah, probably, you know what I'm saying, some other ones, you know what I'm saying? Like, Danger and everybody, we're going to have some nice stuff. Timberlake, whatever.
So, but can we expect to hear the records that didn't make the album anywhere else, like on mixtapes or something?
To be honest with you, I'm not very sure, man. I'm saying those records are probably hard to find. But I think that's the idea. We just put one on mixtape, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, how did you meet with J.R. Rodham at first?
Well, I met with J.R. Rodham over at MySpace, you know what I'm saying? I had a MySpace page up, you know what I'm saying? I was just networking, you know, trying to hit up everybody, trying to get heard. And then I hit up J.R. off MySpace, telling him, you know, bugging him, telling him to listen to my music. So that's how we linked up.
So were you a fan of his, or were you just looking for ways to break into the game?
Both, man. I was a fan of his, and I was looking for ways to break into the game. I mean, like, I heard about J.R., I heard about, you know, what he's been doing. What has he done, but I've never heard. You know, he don't be in a lot of music videos, so he's a behind-the-scenes man. So when I found out his history and what he had been producing, I was like, okay, this guy got some hits, you know? And he got talent, so that's more like it.
Exactly, that's what I meant, because basically he's a person who's been doing so much stuff, but his name hasn't really been out there like that, so, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, what music did you listen to when you were growing up?
I listened to a lot of stuff, man. I listened to Lauryn Hill, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Biggie, Tupac, Jay-Z, Bob Marley, a lot of stuff.
So what's in your CD changer right now?
Akon, Lauryn Hill, Alicia Keys, John Legend.
What are you listening to hip-hop wise?
Jay-Z?
Yeah. And who would you describe as your musical influences?
All the people I just named.
Okay. Okay, and you know, you had a song called Colors, and there was a remix with Rick Ross and Game. Was that done together, or did they just add their verses to it?
It was done together. We was all together. That was a big night. We did the LA, and they blessed with some hot verses. We came through it all. We did the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? We killed it, we knocked it out.
And you also have a banging song with Clyde Carson from the Bay Area called Doing That. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, man, you know, Doing That is produced by JR. It's supposed to be Clyde Carson's first single. I don't know how I was looking, though, because the label probably won't clear it. But it's a crazy hook, man. I wrote the hook, you know what I'm saying? And it's on Cloud Carson, you know, Cloud Carson now, but it's crazy. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, that was I think that's a song with a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And are there any up and coming collaborations that we should be watching out for?
Yeah, man. A lot of stuff. I got stuff out right now with Fergie Mims, Natasha Bedingfield. I'm probably gonna be doing this stuff. You know, this song with Baby Bash. I'm just working, man. I'm going to go to Safari tour, Chris Brown tour after that. So I'm just working.
Okay. Tell us about the single, Beautiful Girls. Did you want to use that sample, or did JR come up with that?
I came up with the idea, man. Due to the fact that I wanted my first single to be very different. You know what I'm saying? Like, different from whatever everybody's putting down right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, for somebody who hasn't heard your album yet, how would you describe the sound of it? Right. And you had a lot of airplay, you know, and the song was all over the place. However, the album sales, like on the first week and stuff, weren't huge. Does that worry you?
Nah, not really, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm building, you know what I'm saying? I'm building myself as a brand, not as just one single dude. And usually those type of, you know, people, like, who try to build themselves as a one single dude, complains about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to build myself for the brand and the artist. Come on, with my own record label next year, like Akon and all the rest of them dudes out there. So I gotta build myself as an artist. I gotta do everything that I can, grind to the top. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just depending on beautiful girls to get me where I need to go. I gotta work where I need to go. I gotta keep dropping records. I gotta keep doing what I gotta do. You know what I mean? So I wasn't disappointed at all.
Okay. What are you planning to do after this album?
Do a lot. Like I said, I'm going on tour with, you know, Gwen Stefani and Chris Brown, and I'm gonna be working, probably, you know, do a little bit of acting. If not, you know what I'm saying, just work on the second album, because I'm really amped up to start working on it.
Okay, you're a young dude, man. How has the music business been treating you so far?
So far, so good, man. It's hard, but you gotta keep up with it. You know what I'm saying? Go hard, go home, man. We be going hard.
Is it what you expected, or were you surprised?
Nah, that's what I expected.
Okay. How long have you been actually involved in the music business?
For like 4 years now.
Okay. And is this your first time overseas?
Yeah.
So what kind of an experience is that?
It's cool, man. I love it. I'm from Jamaica, man. So we like to, you know, we got the right hand vehicles over there. We got the, you know, so it's cool.
Okay, man, you know, I appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Yeah, man, you know, Sean Kingston, the album stores right now. You know, go support me and pick up a couple copies of that. It's a classic album. All my fans, you know, hit me on myspace.com/SeanKingston. Much love. Thanks for supporting me. God bless. And I'm going to keep making that great music.